The Wolf Road, written by Richard Lambert and read by Ross Dwyer. The road ran through the summer fields and we raced it like wild things. It was so dusty the back of my throat tickled. And when sunlight struck the windscreen, the glass turned misty white. In the verges rushing past, the willow herb had exploded into smokiness and blackberries looked ripe, as ripe and sweet as the ones Dad liked to pick in the evenings. Mum sang softly along with the radio while Dad whooshed us through the bends of the Somerset lanes. "Oh, I love this one," said Mum, dialing up the volume as the new song came on. "We saw them live once." "Were they any good?" I asked, leaning between their seats. "They were amazing."
"They were all right," said Dad on one of his wind-ups. "They weren't amazing."
Mum didn't rise to it, just rolled her eyes at me. I laughed and sat back. It was a Saturday afternoon and we were going into town. Mum and Dad to look at tiles for the kitchen and me to meet up with Mitesh. Mum's face appeared round the headrest and in an undertone that was deliberately loud enough for Dad to hear, she said, "They were amazing," and winked. We swept around a bend and Mum's hair swung across her cheek. Beyond her, in the middle of the lane, stood a dog. Dad braked sharply. Mum's face vanished. I was flung forward, we swerved, skidding, and I was slung sideways. Dad shouted in fear, my head struck the window. Another window burst. Branches came in. The car ceiling approached with hundreds of tiny holes in its grey fabric. I was pushed down into my seat with tremendous force, lifted up, turned over, and plunged down again. Crunch. Everything was still. I lay at the bottom of the car, but now the bottom was the door and above me, coming in through the smashed window, was green hedge. There was a smell of burned rubber and, weirdly, perfume. Hanging limp in her seatbelt above me, like a trapeze artist, was Mum. Her hair clung to her cheek, stuck. Blood dripped from her mouth onto the driver's seat. Onto Dad. Dad didn't move. He was crumpled against the driver's window, his head bent at an odd angle. A branch sprang free and whipped the ceiling. When I moved, glass fell on my face. I was covered in white crystals. "Mum!" The only sound was blood dripping from Mum's face onto Dad.
"Dad?"
He didn't answer. The back window was smashed. I released my seatbelt and crawled out. Clouds slipped across the sun, and I was in cool shadow, and it slipped away. I was on an earth bank. I slithered down. The smell of burned rubber was stronger now, and there was a smell of petrol too. So powerful it filled my mouth, and I wanted to scrape it off my tongue.